are listening to Right Back At Ya, the 2000s pop music podcast where we have fun taking pop music seriously, hosted by a few friends of yours. He makes sure he's looking fine, David Lim, and me. I know we're going to have a real good time, Joel Babington. Hello, David. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, JB, and Happy New Year to all our listeners. Yes.
Happy New Year, listeners. This is going to be a good year. I know it. I feel it. Remember, it's 2022 and you are a young diva.
Daily affirmations, guys. Just remember who you are. You are a young diva.
We are all young divas.
Guys, this year also happens to be 25 years of Steps. So the energy, the positivity, we claim it. We want to see it manifesting. It's going to be great.
25 years of Steps, and we are so lucky to have them active and better than ever.
All original members, everyone's still going for it, looking great, sounding great, touring arenas, releasing hit albums. Like, truly, did you ever think when 5678 came out that we would be here in 2022 talking about Steps as a current act?
Look, if you had told me in, we're going to end this episode on a chapter, and if you told me then, I would never have believed it. So we are so, so lucky. And it's just fantastic. They've really, as we've said before, they have reshaped and changed the game of what a pop comeback looks like. And, you know, as pop fans, we're blessed. And I think we all know that. And that's why you see us 11 out of 10 excited at these pop concerts.
Yeah. Definitely. So everyone, let's raise a glass. Let's raise your cup of tea or whatever it is you've got to Lisa, Claire, Faye, Lee, and H.
Five young divas. We've got another two young divas here, and you are the eighth young diva listener.
Yes.
Cheers to that.
Cheers, cheers, guys. Oh my God. Can you imagine if any of actual Steps, like Claire, is listening and she's like furiously Googling, what is a young diva?
I know I am one, but what is it?
Yeah. And then she comes across the albums and she's like, all right, this is a bit of me. Believe me when you broke my heart and deceived me.
Claire will literally be like, why isn't my vocal on this album? And lovely Claire Richards, who did take our Steps Instagram quiz during part one.
Oh my God, she did she? How did she fare? Because I know Claire has a good memory.
She got them all right, apart from one question.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we put it down to her fingers slipped or something, because we know Claire
exactly.
Knows.
Exactly. This is me as a human being. Oh, it must have been my fault. I must have written it in a confusing way, obviously.
Claire cannot be wrong, so it must be us.
It's always us. But, David, on that note, shall we read out a lovely five-star review?
Absolutely. And guys, I just also want to say, since we recorded our last episode, which felt like ages ago now, but all the Spotify raps came out. So thank you. Like, seeing our podcast at number one or in your top five or wherever it is in your Spotify raps at the end of 2021 was everything. Like, we loved it. And thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. And that is going to feel so dated when this episode comes out. But just let us have our moment. Thank you.
All right, this five-star review is left from the United States of America. This one goes, your cyber friend from Instagram, at Lawrence, at Luh.Rawnce. So, at Lawrence. Thank you. So he goes, I have been listening to you guys for so long now, since you guys did the 20th anniversary of Forever episode, and it left me coming back for more. Ever since the pandemic, my job has forced us to work dreadfully overnight, but I swear you guys make it way better, especially when Joel does his Danny Minogue and Mel B impressions. Also, thank you guys for helping me dive deeper into the international artists that couldn't quite make a dent here in America. And more importantly, I love how you guys go so hard for Victoria. I don't understand why over the years, even within the Spice community, she's gotten so much hate, especially as a vocalist and a solo artist. Do you think you guys would do a Brandy episode in the future? Anyways, keep going. I'm loving every minute of it. A Brandy episode. Well, you've come to the right place here. It's a yes from me.
David is our in-house Brandy stan, and I love Brandy. I've got huge respect for her. I've been watching her on the TV show Queens, which, calling David out, he hasn't been watching it.
I don't know where to find it. I'll get my brother to find it on the dark webs, because he's good at stuff like that. And then, yeah, I need to get into it.
Come on, Sean. That was lovely. And Lawrence, thank you so much for letting us spend your work shifts with you and letting us bring a bit of pop fun to your night shifts. Guys, if you are loving what we're doing, please do leave us a lovely 5-star review and follow us at Right Back Pod on all socials.
Now, guys, it has been 7 months since our Steps Part 1. This is the one that everyone's wanted. We've gotten lots of messages over time, but we're finally doing Steps Part 2. We are covering everything from the Buzz album, Steps' third studio album, right up to the end of their Gold Greatest Hits tour and the Last Dance compilation today. So it really is wrapping up that golden era of Steps in this episode. But before we get into that, JB, you and I had the really great joy of seeing Steps live in London in November.
David, for me, two nights, but what a phenomenal night it was. I mean, as we were saying, like, it's such a thrill to see this incredible pop band better than ever. You know, we've been watching the old tours in preparations for this, and these tours, I would say, are even better than the original ones.
Yeah.
And the original tours were phenomenal.
The original tours are big, but this is, like, cool. This is great. This is A-list pop.
It's slick, A-list pop, phenomenal production, phenomenal vocals. Like, you're seeing just such a layered show, that the music's fantastic, the arrangements are fantastic, the vocal arrangement is fantastic, the production is fantastic. So truly, hats off to Steps, hats off to Fascination, hats off to everyone involved in current Steps.
I have to say, one of my favorite moments of the show, JB, is after The Love Is Gone. We know from part one of our Steps episode that I didn't really rate that single, but what they did this time around was give it a real 1960s Dusty Springfield style arrangement, and I was living for it. It sounded so good. It could be a Radio 2 A-list single today.
Absolutely. I don't know how they turned it into such a wintry, gorgeous 60s sounding song. I would like official studio versions of all the, like, slightly different stuff or new stuff we got from that tour. I also loved all the 60 solo VTs, where we had Lisa singing The Supremes, which was fantastic. They all got their own moment, looking and sounding fantastic. And David, the 5-6-7-8 groove is in the heart mashup.
Oh, iconic. Yes. Wow. Genius. So guys, it was just such a thrill to be in an arena hearing people sing out loud to Heartbreak in This City. I know people like that song, but it's not until you're in, like, an arena concert and people sing it, you're like, wow, like, loads of people know the words. Because obviously we expect all the OG Steps fans to know the classics, but it's nice to hear the current day singles getting just as much enthusiasm and love.
What we're so lucky about is it's just hit after hit after hit, a good mix of old and new. It is all killer. Absolutely no filler. I don't know how they're going to top it with the 25 years of Steps tour this year, but I can't wait to see it.
It's just going to have to be a 3-hour show with, like, a little break in between.
Absolutely. So, David, without further ado, shall we stomp on right now?
Let's go all the way back to October 2000, which, worryingly enough, is like 22 years ago.
I refuse to acknowledge that, but thank you, David. I mean, maybe we need to become like Mariah this year and not acknowledge the passing of time. I know we're gonna have a real good time, yeah.
So let's talk about Stomp, because, and not to be confused with the 80s disco classic, this one is a Y2K disco pop original done just for Steps. I think it apparently contains a riff from Chic's Everybody Dance. It certainly sounds like it.
It absolutely does. So the liner notes of this single went so far as to went as far as to commemorate the influence by stating a tribute to Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. And that was on our lovely friends Can't Stop the Pop's blog. So shout out to them for that information. Depends where you look online. So that's what the actual CD said, David. Other places online do say that the song features, with minor alterations in key and modulation, an orchestral riff from Everybody Dance, released by Chic in 1978. So, is it a direct sample? Is it a nod to? Is it a love letter to?
Did they get a clearance for it? Who really knows? Yeah. Has Uncle Niall seen a scent of this? Don't know.
Well, I tell you what, David, I do have Claire Richards' Five-Step Fat Attack on DVD. And that is our Claire's Workout DVD to the signature Steps classics and a few H and Claire tracks. And on the credits at the end of that DVD, Nile Rodgers is credited. So it might be a Sugar Babes, Christina Aguilera situation, and in later printings and workings he's included.
That's a case for the FBI.
That's a case for the FBI. We are not a legal podcast at this moment in time, but who knows what rebranding this year will bring. I actually remember at the time of release, Steps were on a kids' TV show, so Live and Kicking or SMTV, and people rung in, and an audience member did go, "I love your new song, Steps. I think it's even better than the original." And they were quick to say, "This is an original song, you know.
Wow.
It's not a cover."
Yeah. Maybe that was like someone in Nile Rodgers' team ringing up.
Yeah. Putting their child on the phone. So, Davey Wavy, to me, this is Steps' best Steps song. To me, it perfectly captures who and what Steps is all about. And for me, and I would say the audience, it goes off every single time. So, David, shall we talk about the music video to this slick banger?
Lisa and H being handed the keys to this fancy penthouse apartment. "I'll be back Thursday. Don't trash the place."
Yeah, yeah. Chill, Bill. Stomp on right now at the party and we'll all have a real good time. Everybody clap your hands. Get on up and dance. Woo! I mean, this is a very UK-centric video. You can tell from all the locations and driving around near the parks and everything. It just looks so UK.
It is, yeah. You know, from Lee being in the regional suburbs with his motorbike.
The airport or a train station timetable at the very beginning saying Miami. That must be where the manager's going to, but I don't know why they felt that was necessary for the opening shot. Everything else is exquisite music video, but there's no way we're in Miami for this video. So the manager is definitely off to Miami, but it's so funny what they think is like that plot point needs to be in it.
Also, Claire's driving on the British side, you know, looking at the car.
We've got Claire driving round, looking sort of like day-to-night business sexy with her mobile Bluetooth headset. She is all in.
I mean, that headset is very reminiscent of what I wore when I worked in a call center.
Me too.
So. And also what I loved about Claire's ensemble in the car is the Diamante stick-on tattoo on her arm. Everybody had those. I wasn't allowed, but, you know, I wanted to be like Claire, rocking a Diamante tattoo.
We all want to be like Claire. Do you think actually maybe Claire had it nailed? Maybe she had a call center job, but she still just drove around and went about her day getting ready for the party.
Maybe, you know, if we had an expanded version of this video, like each of these characters have like a backstory.
She's a entrepreneur, let me tell you. So as you're saying, Lisa and H are left after this house and they decide to have a big party.
But you know what I really like is this scene where the manager's coming back and everyone gets together and tidies up. That is a real good moral to teach kids, you know. Don't just ghost and leave the party without tidying up. Help your friends out.
Alex must have been watching this video 20 years ago because whenever we have anything at the flat, when people start to leave, he says, "Take a bit of rubbish out with you on the way out."
That is a good policy. That is a good policy.
That is a good policy. And we're going to thank Steps for that. So, David, this gave the band their second UK number one. And what a deserving song to do it. So, You and the Girlies at the School Discos really were not doing it because it went to 62 in Australia.
Where was the promo? Come on now.
Thank you to any hardcore Pop Chops members at the time that went out and bought that CD single. 8 on the Europe Euro Hot 100 chart, 17 in Ireland. Come on, guys, what were you thinking?
They weren't stomping hard enough.
They weren't stomping hard enough at the school discos. Number 1 in Scotland and number 2 on the UK indie charts. Now, how? I can't understand. How can you be number 1 on the main chart, but then only number 2 on a sub chart?
Well, maybe there was like a really big indie record. Like maybe it was, I don't know, Ed Sheeran or something. I don't know, is it Ed Sheeran?
Bleep that name out on our podcast. What a way to kick off a album campaign with then what would be one of your new signature songs. It's hard to imagine Steps without Stomp.
And do you know what? Having experienced it live in an arena full of people twice now, because I've seen Steps in concert twice, I get that the hysteria and the love for Stomp is real.
So look, David, we were buzzing for it then, we're buzzing for it now. And in October 2000, we were still buzzing for the new Steps album, Buzz.
There are 2 different artworks, down to the font, logo, everything was different. In Australia and when I would go back to Malaysia on holidays, the version I would see in stores is the one where they're dressed in all black. No smiles on their faces, very dead serious, looking straight down the camera.
Dead moody.
Kind of said, third album, we're mature, we're headed in a different direction. Whereas the UK version looks like a kids' party album.
They're having a party in a Y2K spaceship. Our Feifei could be the Spice Girls understudy for Holla.
She was the body double for Emma Bunton there. Black leather outfit, blonde pony, yes. It couldn't be more different, these two artworks. And it's the same album.
I think both work personally, and good for them.
Do you know what? Us in the international market, we thought we were getting like a serious album of ballads.
Imagine if on the international version, they were all ballad versions of it. I know we're gonna have a real good time, yeah. Everybody clap your hands.
The Bublé version.
No, disgusting. Well, anyway, David, this album saw them release a very big American Swedish sounding album. And I'm going to say it here front and center. Of the first 3 albums, I think this is the strongest album.
Oh my God, I'm glad you think that. Because as far as my personal taste, Buzz is definitely more up my street. It's giving elements of Ace of Base meets Scandalous. There are more techno electropop moments coming in. You know, that after the first 2 albums, they were starting to sort of branch out a little bit more and work with other writers and producers for the first time here. We've got Swedish pop producers that work with Britney and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Pete Waterman's still there, but he's not across every single track like he normally would be, you know? So it's a nice kind of shift of power, giving Steps a little bit of a break and a bit of a departure, but not too far.
It's the perfect step up for the perfect step up for the third album. Ha ha. But I'm not, as an 8-year-old or 9-year-old, I'm not going to go, what has happened here?
It's not a shock in the way that, you know, when Spice Girls did Holla, it was a very clear departure and they were trying to make a statement. You know, the first single of this project, Stomp, was very much a middle ground of what you would expect Absolutely. Steps to do, especially also coming after Summer of Love. So there was definitely continuity. They did not want to scare them kiddies.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's interesting is that I guess in the UK, they were the kings and queens of the kids' pop market. Whereas I guess if you look at it more internationally, they were trying to like get into the teen pop explosion. So for teens and upwards, which is where it suits and fits in.
Yeah, but also like, I think, you know, the kind of SMTV stuff and the kind of promo that they would be front and center of in the UK was very kid focused. Whereas I think perhaps when they were promoting in Asia, it was kind of to a broader audience, a more mainstream audience.
And then also, if you think about America, I guess the way to promote Steps would be you'd be hoping for something like a Dawson's Creek feature or something. And that look kind of does suit that upwards, doesn't it?
Yeah. Definitely. It's so interesting to dissect in 2022, isn't it? Just like how, you know, this was when we were experiencing it as kids. We didn't have the internet. We couldn't compare notes, but now we can. And we just kind of, it's so fascinating to look at a project from different dimensions.
So let's talk about the album. As we were saying, slightly more grown up, but just in an edgy pop way that doesn't alienate the audience. And all members got to have a co-write on at least one song on the album.
Yes, so this is a really big deal for Steps because they've not had this before. So again, handing over a little bit of the reins to the group, love to see it.
And all members, apart from Lee, unfortunately, got to sing a lead on a track, which is absolutely fantastic. So David, do you have any standouts on this, what I think is a fantastic album?
As per usual, we're going to get into all the singles in real time. Let's talk about album track highlights. Gotta go with the title track first for me, Buzz.
Buzz of You.
It's giving Ace of Base vibes in that way of bubblegum melodies with a slight reggae rhythm. I'm so into this. I am so into this. I wonder if they perform this like outside of the concert. Like, you know what I mean? Like just that random on TV promos. Yeah, Blue Peter. You know, give the audience something different.
Next up on Des and Mel, we've got H, Claire, Lisa, Faye and Lee with the title track from their new album, Buzz. Well, speaking of Ace and Base, David, I have to give a shout out to Happy Go Lucky.
God. Okay, so this is my second favorite album track here.
I do love these 11 out of 10 album tracks. Songs that would probably never be a single, but like when you've got the album on, it just really adds to it. I think Steps could say, do you know what? We want to do a concert of just the Buzz album and the concert would go off.
This album has quite a lot of bittersweet songs, you know, songs about breakups or end of relationships, but in that very signature Steps way, it's still dressed up with really like jubilant pop productions. Lyrically, I feel like this is parallels to Mariah's Breakdown. This is the Kids Bop version of Mariah's Breakdown. I'm wearing this disguise so everyone can think I'm having fun, baby. The world only sees me smiling. My pillow knows the truth every night because that's where I hide my sorrow. And they call me happy-go-lucky. They don't know. My heart is dying inside. I do my happy-go-lucky so well, I'm even fooling myself. Oh, breaks my heart.
It's like Steps doing Lucky by Britney Spears.
Truly, truly, that was the vibe. So this song was co-written and co-produced by Andy Goldmark, who is known for working with Aaron Carter. He's one of the few new Steps collaborators on this project. Also, Jollibee, this song was featured on the Princess Diaries soundtrack the following year.
Get it, girls and boys.
And they call me happy-go-lucky.
Anyway, speaking of songs with an edge on it, Never Get Over You, co-written by Lisa Scott Lee. Boy, should have known it from the start. You're gonna break my heart, but I was hoping breaking you. This is a precursor to Lisa being Ibiza Queen of Clubs. The blueprint was set here. She's saying, I will never get over you, but that's not going to stop me from having a good night out.
That is the Lisa Scott Lee motto.
Yes.
It's a philosophy. It's a way of life. It's a mantra.
Sod the boy. Going to go for a night out with the girls and then have too much to drink and cry over him while I'm trying to get my kebab. Telling the poor person behind the counter, I'll just never get over him.
Oh, the new girlies that you met in a bathroom.
In the smoking area.
In the smoking area.
Do you know what, girl? You are so much better than him. I've known you for 5 minutes and you are a 10 out of 10 and you do not deserve him. Yeah, you're right. You're so right. Well, your actual friends that know you are just like, oh my God.
Oh my God, call 911.
This hun's had too much fun. Yeah. Talking of emotional, stunning Claire co-written ballad, Hand on Your Heart.
This is beautiful. A big classic pop ballad. Again, like I said, lots of wistful songs, breakup songs, relationship dramas song. Hand on your heart, heart on your sleeve. Are you telling me? This one's an ode to long distance love. Hand on your heart, heart on your sleeve. Are you telling me when we're apart, you still believe we are meant to be? Oh.
Another one you could have sold on karaoke and your friends and family would have gone to you. You know, the point of karaoke isn't about trying to sing well, David.
Bless. Imagine this. Yeah. A big sleeper hit in Malaysia after my performance.
What else stood out for you, Davo?
Have to point out, if you believe, the Feifei co-write with none other than the legendary Cyndi Lauper. How is Cyndi Lauper's name in a Steps album? I mean, that is what I want. This is a case for the FBI. I want to know the backstory here. If you believe. This should be a Pop Idol winner single. You know, yes. Come on, Faye-Shell McManus. Come on, Fiona Lewis. Sam Fahey. Like, come on.
If Zoe Burkett had won Pop Idol, this would have been the perfect single instead of Evergreen.
Feifei even gives you a fucking key change here. Like, it is a production, okay? This song was produced by Chris Porter, who is known for working with George Michael, and Jerry Horner's Angels in Chains. Now, I've actually been in a studio with Chris Porter.
And if only you'd known about this song at the time to bring it up.
Sorry to interrupt Jerry's session, but Chris, I really need to ask you about If You Believe.
That would have been a fabulous B-side, a cover of that to Angels in Chains.
I would not like to comment.
What this song also says to me, David, is that we were so robbed of a big solo career from Faye in the years between Steps breaking up and coming back.
She got the range, and she shows it too when she does this song in a concert, so yeah.
Oh, and we'll talk about that.
Oh, we will.
We'll talk about that. Not now.
Tune in 2 hours' time.
In 2 hours' time. All right, well, on that note, David, this was a number 4 smash hit here in the UK. 2 times platinum. I got it that Christmas. I got Buzz and the Forever album.
Oh, wow.
Was very confused by Forever. Obviously, we all know I understood it 20 years later, listened to 20 years of Forever. But this album, oh, loved it then, love it now. 53 in Japan, 23 in Ireland.
There was some talk back then of, oh, this album isn't as successful as their other ones, which according to Chart Records, you know, their last 2 albums made number 2 and number 1 respectively. But guys, number 4 is very respectable. It still spent 12 weeks inside the UK top 20. That's 12 consecutive weeks all through December, Christmas period, mind you, and then all through January. And it's all thanks to the massive second single, It's the Way You Make Me Feel.
So before we get into one of their greatest singles of all time, in November and December 2000, Steps did a big arena tour, Steps Into Christmas. Now, unfortunately, there's no video or DVD release of this. There's a tiny little clip that was on Blue Peter at the time of them singing a bit of It's the Way You Make Me Feel, but that's pretty much it. H has said he does have it on VHS. So, Adam, we know you're listening. Release that in honour of 25 years of Steps. But, David, it was Steps hits. I think it's a shame that we didn't get a proper Buzz tour because, as I said, this album can really stand on its own. But there was Buzz, All the Greatest Hits, and some Christmas classics. And as Steps did do back in the day, they all had a big solo number, including All I Want for Christmas Is You, as sung by the Welsh Mariah Carey, Lisa Scott Lee.
Wow. Okay then.
That you would though, wouldn't you? It's Christmas. I'm going to do
Go Big or Go Home.
Exactly. Well, anyway, after that huge successful tour and hopefully a well-deserved Christmas break for Steps, they came back in January 2001. I mean, we were knowing it by the end of the year. And that Christmas, I was singing this song on karaoke with my new CD. But January 2001, it's time for Bridgerton with It's the Way You Make Me Feel. It's the way you make me feel, the way that you
yeah.
You know me, David, don't normally love a mid-tempo, a ballad, a slower number, but ever since it's released, I have loved this song. This song has, you know, even in the quiet years for Steps, this has lived rent-free in my mind.
It's got a certain kind of timeless quality to it, as reflected in the music video that takes them literally decades back. But look, this was written and co-produced by Jørgen Ellefsen, who did Britney's Sometimes and stuff for Westlife as well. We don't talk about them. Honestly, I'm so gutted that I went for years without knowing this song. Do you know when was the first time I heard this, Joel? 2011 reunion, when they performed this on ITV This Morning.
How did this never come up during your years at Joy FM? One of their best singles. If they ever decided not to sing this on a live concert,
there will be riots.
I would be furious.
Chairs will be thrown.
And I love that everyone gets a moment to shine on this song. And, you know, from reunion onwards, hearing them sing it live is fantastic. This is the song that gets to show them, like, we are a vocal harmonizing band and we sell it.
It is definitely one of the highlights of the most recent tour. And the night I saw it was H with the girls. They all had big ballroom gown skirts on and all four of them were twirling around in it. And I was just like, that is beautiful.
We need to get those big ball gowns for the 25th tour, the 25 years of
Steps. Us in the audience. Sorry, aunties.
Psh, psh, pushing them out the way.
Knocking over all the Chardonnays.
Sorry. So look, David, not only did this music video invent Bridgerton, I just don't know. As we've said before, we were so obsessed with sort of period pieces then, but we still are now in a way that I don't really get, but this music video is gorgeous and stunning. The music video is a take on Dangerous Liaisons. The ballroom dance scene is absolutely epic.
The one thing I cannot really digest, JB, is the duck and weave. The duck and...
It's the best bit.
It just seems like, why are you doing this for this song? But I understand it was off the time.
It's a bit of modern and a bit of old together.
Next time we're on the dance floor, we must recreate that. I think I just sprained my neck doing it.
It is a hard thing to nail. 18s did it so well in their upside
down. Yeah, but
I'm
not older than 18s were, so I should have stretched before doing that.
Warning, stretch before listening to this podcast. So, Devo, this was a huge number two here in the UK.
So apparently there was like some sort of stock issues or something. So this single was released in stores, in some stores, a week earlier. So it ends up that this single charted on the very final chart of the year 2000 and Steps debuted at number 72. And then the following week, once it was everywhere, it shot to number two, which was the biggest chart leap ever on the UK singles chart at the time.
And number one on the UK indie charts. Fascinating. Number three in Scotland. Number eight in Ireland, about bloody time. 13 on the Europe Euro chart Hot 100 and 32 in Belgium. Silver here in the UK. Lovely.
So guys, while we are in January 2001, Steps took part in Motown Mania on ITV and did a cover of the Temptations song, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. When it comes to thinking about anything but my baby, I just don't have the time. In the production, it's giving a little bit of You Love Tragedy, We're Gonna Give You Another Cover, right?
A bit, yeah, dun dun dun, sort of a bit of that, isn't it? And then February that year, David, nominated for Best Pop Act at the Brit Awards.
If there was a time to give Steps a Brit Award, I know they won one for Best Live Act, but like in this category, the time to give it to them was definitely this year, guys. So they were robbed. Alongside S Club 7 and Ronan Keating, Steps was nominated for this category, but they lost to Westlife. Ugh. Don't want to mention that group. Sorry.
No. Beep out Westlife and beep out Ed Sheeran. I mean, good for them.
I mean,
good
yes.
For them.
Golf claps. Golf claps.
Obviously, we all know you're part of the community, Mark, and we love and adore you. But Westlife...
as an entity.
As a culture.
As a culture.
Love you, Mark. And Nikki, who is gorgeous. But other than that... Joel,
we are not doing this about Westlife.
So, a few quiet months in all things spectacular, but there's never a quiet few months. We all know they would have been working hard behind the scenes. May 2001, they announce Gold, the Greatest Hits.
Now, around this time, as you would when someone announces the greatest hits, they're like, uh-oh, end of a chapter, group is splitting up. Lisa Scott Lee said, I've got to be honest, when I was growing up and I had a lot of my favorite bands bring out greatest hits, I thought that it was the end and that was their final album. And I'm sure a lot of kids think that and a lot of other people, but it's not the case. We've actually got lots more albums in the pipeline. We're actually songwriting right now for the greatest hits and the fourth album after that. So, you know, we haven't actually discussed splitting up, so I don't see why other people should.
Wow, how Una Healy on this morning of you. Moving on from that official statement from the LSL, that's that on that. We get a double A-side in June 2001, Here and Now and You'll Be Sorry. Now, David, these are two singles that I didn't know were singles until I was an adult. They completely passed me by. Even at the first reunion tour, I was like, wow, they really love these album tracks.
You know, I'm none the wiser because this went completely under the radar in Australia. But Joel, I will tell you, one of these two songs now, I stan.
Wow, and I wonder if it's the one that I think is not a standout track.
Oh, we're going to have a fight.
Ding, 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 round one. So let's kick off with Here and Now. Time is running out on you and me, 'cause nothing's what it used to be. I guess I'm the only one to blame, but I promise you to make it right. Both of these songs are technically linked together in their music video.
Very Spice Girls with Holler and Let Love Lead the Way. Clever concept.
So it's very interesting you say that, because to me, Here and Now is in the same universe as Spice Girls Holler. We've got a sexy maze and then we've got a performance in the middle of it. Very much sort of like Holler's performance in the pyramid.
Instead of a pyramid though, Steps has a flower.
Now everyone looks fantastic, but I don't know if it's a cohesive look. It's like a mishmash, but not in a way of everyone doing their own thing. It just...
Listen, I think this is the first time we're starting to really see Steps look more mature. Apart from the Summer of Love video where they had the good Steps versus bad Steps, this is a full video where the styling is much more slick. Faye's in a black leather top with black eyeshadow. The boys with their tinted shades and baggy jeans, that was absolutely what I was rocking at the time as well. Even sonically, this is trying to sound like ABBA, but with a noughties teen pop kick. So they were listening to like what Britney was doing with Max Martin, trying to emulate that energy, but still keep it very Steps slash ABBA. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and it opened the first reunion tour, which I think was a great narrative.
Oh, it was a great track. Statement track. Yeah. For that moment. Yeah.
Let's move on to You'll Be Sorry, which I feel like I'm going to be sorry.
Joe, I really like this one. You know I love a crying at a disco banger. And this is Steps' angsty. It's dramatic. It's got a bit of techno pop influence in there. I don't think we've seen Steps get mad, but this is like, you know, one day believe me, you'll be sorry. You're going to feel this pain. One day you see me and remember the promises you made. Just wait and see how you'll be sorry. One day your sky's going to rain. Ugh!
David, 25 years of Steps, fascination need to put you as the support act, the spoken word artist of Steps, David Lim. To me, I mean, yes, gorgeous, and you've sold it to me, I'm convinced, but these were my opinions before I heard that. It's a great song, but it's not my favourite Steps single. It just doesn't stand out to me.
The one thing I will say is the biggest bugbear, and I feel is the biggest letdown with You'll Be Sorry, is the vocal effects they put on H. It's far too processed. And I get the thinking. I get the brief. They were trying to do Cher's Believe.
Were they?
But it kind of makes it sound like he's like singing underwater.
Now look, David, music video. God, Y2K, we were so obsessed with aliens and spaceships. Do you remember?
Absolutely, yeah. And also, do you know what else we were obsessed with in this time? Red leather. Oh, I know you're a fan.
Then and now.
It's literally here and now, still obsessed.
Yes.
That's you.
Now, thankfully here, we do have much more cohesive, slick, sexy Y2K looks from everyone. To me, their interesting choice of a double A side, because it's not really light and shade, is it? It's two kind of merge into one tracks.
I wonder if it was meant to be Here and Now as the main single, but then, you know, internally, because a certain someone gets to sing more solo in You'll Be Sorry, that got bumped up as a double A side single situation.
Quite possibly.
I'm not trying to start shit, but a theory.
Bloody hell. David, we'll have another season of Steps Reunion if you keep going on like that. So some things are better best forgotten.
Now, we must say big shout out to the B-side, Just Like the First Time. This sounds like a classic Steps bop, like a little sister to Lasting on My Mind.
This is a stunning, fabulous Lisa Scott Lee-led track. And I think LSL could still release this as a single now, and it would be absolutely fabulous.
Lisa Scott Lee Mighty Hoopla solo set.
Now, me and a few friends of mine are going to be here later, but I thought I'd do a few numbers to get you all warmed up. Yeah.
She needs to do it. There are enough, you know, Lisa-led step songs that are like cult favourites. And obviously the Now or Never album.
Never or Now.
As much as she can squeeze into that set.
So this was a number 4 smash here in the UK. Number 2 on the UK indie charts. 2 in Scotland. Thank you. Number 23 in Ireland. You can see me after class. Number 19 on the Europe Euro chart Hot 100. And 71 in Australia.
Yes. Well, guys, look, if you have overlooked You'll Be Sorry, I will recommend revisiting with 2022 fresh eyes and ears, but don't put on the single version. I would encourage you to put on the WIP, Work in Progress, remix, because that is far superior. Right, now that I'm done campaigning for that single, I'm off. Joel will take it from here.
Pack your bags. Great. So, David, 2001, September, the lead single of Gold, The Greatest Hits, Chain Reaction.
Wow. Now, Jollibee, I must say, us in Australia tuned in for this one, because I felt like this was the comeback for Steps. I felt like we kind of thought of them during Tragedy, that was a big hit, and then in my mind they came back.
A really long break.
it's weird, isn't it? Because I just didn't think of Steps during that whole time, and I don't know how much time it passed, but then suddenly felt like, oh, they had Tragedy as a big single, and then now they're back with Chain Reaction, another cover. That's a big single. So I completely missed everything in between then. But it was a celebratory moment, because it's like, hey, we've got a Steps Greatest Hits now.
You know, Steps really are honorary young divas, aren't they? You know, they've done Kylie, they've done Bee Gees, they've touched on Niall-ish unofficially. They won't legally say that. Now we've got Diana Ross, Ashley Simpson's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So, Davo, this single was huge here in the UK as well. A really fun... You've got to give credit to Steps Rach Stu. All their covers are absolutely 10 out of 10. And while not doing anything drastically different to the original recording, you know, staying truthful and honouring to it, they do feel like Steps singles as well, you know.
This remake, it just made sense for Steps and also where we were in 2001. The big drums, the electro pop beats, the campy pop delivery, it really truly set the templates for the Young Divas album. Like, truly.
And you can hear their version of Chain Reaction.
Yeah, but Young Divas' version of Chain Reaction has got nothing on Steps, I'll be honest. Now that I'm actually thinking about it, I feel like maybe this was the same year that, I can't believe I'm bringing this up, Westlife had...
Oh, fuck's sake.
Uptown Girl. Like, that was a big hit in Australia as well. So I feel like young pop groups doing classic covers was a thing.
Oh, yeah, because you had A1 doing Take On Me. Like, everyone was doing covers.
Atomic Kitten, Eternal Flame. I feel like that was this year or the following year. And Destiny's Child covered Emotions. It was something for me and my dad to talk about because, like, oh, Dad, you like this song. Buy me this CD single because you like this song too.
David, this music video, we've got a sexy hospital situation. Claire is back on reception. Do you remember she won a temporary reception worker of the year between her original girl band and Steps? So do you think she was like, I've got experience in that. I am a method actress. I'll take that role. Now, what I love is, right, so you've got a real sexy, fun hospital situation. H is on the bed, but don't worry, it's not critical. He's going to get up and sing in a minute. And everyone, like Lee is a nurse or a doctor. Faye's really like, and Claire is the two that nail the tone in terms of like campy, but know what it is. And then Lisa comes in like, so like commitment method acting. Maybe she's like, not that happy with my performance in Stomp, but I am going to show you what an actor is in this one. Cause she's just so like, okay. Here we are. Da-da-da.
With a stethoscope around her neck.
Exactly.
This is still an iconic GIF to this very day. Like, the GIFs on Twitter, like, legendary.
It was absolutely fabulous. And it got me thinking, David, wouldn't it be amazing if we had a sexy medical trashy soap starring Steps? Lee would be a handsome doctor with an evil twin. Lisa would have an amnesia storyline. H could steal the thunder of that nurse on Holby or Casualty that everyone's obsessed with. And Faye and Claire would be the top dogs of this hospital. And me and you, David, could be the hospital receptionists.
Oh. Me with my call centre headset on again. Welcome to A&A.
So anyway, all major networks, we are available for that. Steps, the trashy Heartbeat. Medical soap. Heartbeat. Not to be confused with, there was actually a soap called Heartbeat here in the UK.
Heartbeat, the Steps medical drama series. Coming to Hulu.
Or BritBox. A BritBox original. So, this, David, was a number one smash hit on the UK indie charts. Number two on the UK singles charts. Three in Scotland. A little 1, 2, 3. Bum, bum, bum. Number 8 in Ireland, 12 on the European Euro Hot 100 charts, and 41 in Australia, which...
Don't look at me like that.
...is a big hit, considering your other chart positions on this episode.
We didn't even see You'll Be Sorry. So, yeah. You know what? UK number 2 behind Dame Kylie's Can Get You Out of My Head. Do you know what? That is very respectable. And in my mind, I can't even think of those two singles being out at the same time. Like, I don't know what was going on, but 2001 was a lot to take in.
So, David, they follow that up with Gold, The Greatest Hits, October 2001.
This album was absolutely everywhere. It was in Kmart, it was in Target, it was in Woolworths.
Oh, you even remember seeing it in Australia?
Oh, no, Steps, this was massive. Gold. Look, considering the fact that I don't really remember seeing Buzz the album... Maybe like in years after I saw, you know, the album cover with them dressed in all black. But Steps Gold was definitely everywhere. And I remember as a kid at the time, I was thinking, okay, this is a very canny way of titling your greatest hits because we just had ABBA Gold.
Yeah, because it's the same font, the same branding.
And I was like, okay, they're trying to put themselves in a more heritage, like, we've got hits, bitch. Kind of bracket.
That should be the tagline.
On a little sticker in the front, we've got hits, bitch.
So David, Steps Gold included every single thus far except You'll Be Sorry. It also featured a couple of new songs, but we'll touch on them. But the new song that is just album only, Only in My Dreams, co-written by every single member of Steps. But only in my dreams.
Without you, without you, without you, in my heart, so
It sounds like a classic Steps sounding song, especially something that you would have heard on the first two albums. So I think it's a really great nod to that.
I think it's nice to put that in. I like the sentiment. I like the idea of it. And I think it's right that it should be on the greatest hits, because why not? The greatest hits is going to fucking sell everywhere all over the world. Let all five of them collect a little bit of royalty check, please. My personal favorite is actually another new song that was attached to this greatest hits, Baby Don't Dance. I mean, it's giving a little bit of voulez-vous, but we like Steps for that. You know, they're allowed because they've modeled themselves on being the new generation ABBA. So I'm like, you get a pass.
You go for it, kids. Baby Don't Dance was planned to be a single in 2002, which got cancelled because of reasons we'll talk about shortly. But to me, this is a great song, but it actually didn't stand out to me like some of the other Steps singles. So I was going to ask you, David, do you think it was the right idea to not properly release this? I do, but you think it should have been a single?
I think it deserves a proper single push, especially with the single that we're going to get, the second single we're going to get from this greatest hits. No, Baby, No, it should have been Baby Don't Dance. We know Steps to do 10 out of 10 punch you in your face choruses, but sometimes something a little bit more subtle, a little bit more moody, a bit more of a vibe. I really welcome that with Steps. So that's why I think I'm a little bit more drawn to Baby Don't Dance. You know how recently they had Take Me For A Ride? I love it when they surprise us with something like that.
Baby Don't Dance is a little bit like the audio version of a lava lamp, you know?
I get it. I see the blobs. I see the movement. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. What I found was really sweet, David, was that they actually sung this song as recently in the early 2010s. They did a Christmas tour and they sung this on the Christmas tour.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which I thought was a lovely little throwback nod to that, because especially in the pop world, something like that, a planned single that never gets released, then gets forgotten about. So it was nice for it to get a little bit of light then.
But I think this is what's really nice with Steps. It seems that everyone in the team, Steps included, love their discography. Mm. And God, they have so much to choose from. You know, we're literally going to talk about a B-sides and remix album at the end of this episode, because there is so much good material in there. And it's nice to kind of have these moments for the fans, isn't it, when you perform it?
Do you know what? All that I've said, I think you're right. This should have been on the double A side we're now about to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, Gold Steps, The Greatest Hits was a huge mammoth success. It was a number one smash hit album here in the UK. And it was also number one in Ireland. Thank you for showing up, Ireland. It's about time. Number 17 in New Zealand and number 92 in Japan. In the year-end charts of 2001, it was the sixth best-selling album in the UK, David, which is pretty impressive considering it came out in October of that year and it was four times platinum. So in December 2001, they released the double A-side Words Are Not Enough and I Know Him So Well, which the I Know Him So Well goes right back to when they did Abomania. So which of those two songs would you knock off in theory to have Baby Don't Dance on there?
I would definitely knock off both of them.
Well, that wasn't an option, David.
David Lim chose chaos in this episode.
Now, like all the Steps songs, these are fantastic, but I would say this is my least favourite double A-side of their whole career.
No one seems to talk about Words Are Not Enough or I Know Him So Well. So I feel like, sort of like You'll Be Sorry, it's flown under the radar a little bit.
I definitely was more aware of I Know Him So Well, probably just because it was a cover and the familiarity, than Words Are Not Enough. Words Are Not Enough. We see Steps looking gorgeous for a few seconds. This is so expensive to set up a whole studio shoot, have everyone look gorgeous for a few seconds worth of camera time. So if you've not seen it, they're looking gorgeous in a haunted house. It's kind of like the lost room at Hogwarts sort of thing. And then they go through a magic mirror, very Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And then they're animated Steps in this other world. And to me, it felt like an expensive waste of time. I think it's a lovely song, and I think it's a shame it didn't get attached to a soundtrack.
True.
Because I think it could have been a big soundtrack moment, and that would have been the way to do it. But on its own...
And also doing this narrative of their animated versions, doing like sort of action sequence, it's actually giving Bardo...
Oh, yes.
I Should Have Never Let You Go. It's that kind of jarring where you're really trying to force a visual onto a song. Although we did get Lee, the animated character, with his shirt off, so G.I. Joe was found rotting.
Where's the major motion picture of G.I. Joe starring Lee Latchford Evans? It could also be a men exclusive, if you know what that means.
I don't.
So then let's move on to I Know Him So Well. Lovely cover. And the music video is just using the ABBA performance, the ABBA Mania performance from a fair few years ago at this time. Wasn't it good? To me, I know they're very busy and they're booked and busy, but to do a double A-side and not really have your band available to make music videos doesn't help you out in the terms of trying to squash rumours that a band's breaking up.
Exactly. It's giving parallels to Spice Girls when they did Viva Forever, isn't it? But do you know what? This completely flew under the radar for me, so...
I'd actually, if I'm absolutely honest, I think I checked out after Chain Reaction with Steps originally. Mm.
All right. Well, JB, it seems like neither of us were really there for this double A-side single. Shall we read out the chart positions?
I wonder which one of us will be loving it by the time the episode's released. So number 3 on the indie charts in the UK, number 5 on our UK main charts, number 4 in Scotland. Thank you, Scotland. 85 in Romania. Hello.
Oh, okay, Romania.
21 in Ireland and 27 on the Europe Eurochart Hot 100. So, David, December 2001, Steps win big at the Smash Hits Poll Winners Party.
Ooh.
So, not only does Faye win Best Female Haircut.
Oh, and she has given us a lot in this era.
The band win Best Live Act. And to top it all off, the icing on the cake, David... They won the Smash Hits Hall of Fame.
Oh, deserved.
The Smash Hits equivalent of Contribution to Music Award.
Sod the Brits. This is the one you fucking won.
And 3SL picked up the award for Best New Tour Act.
Aw, hello 3SL. It's a family reunion for the Scott Lees.
Absolutely. So, moving on from that, November and December of that year, Steps are on the Steps Gold Greatest Hits Tour.
This is their fifth arena tour. They laid the foundations for the career that they have today because of all the touring they did back then. Obviously, the string of top 20 hits is amazing, and that's the reason why they have this huge following to this very day. But I think touring is what really took Steps from just a pop group to being able to do this 20-something years later, you know?
Yeah, some years they'd have a summer tour, like a summer arena tour and then a Christmas arena tour in the same calendar year, which is mad.
Insane, insane. So this Gold Greatest Hits tour was 26 dates around the UK, literally probably went for bang on a month. There were lots to enjoy with this show because it's the greatest hits tour. You got to go big.
So at this time in the tour, they go, we are nearly 5 years old. And it just made me feel, I know we've said it a lot, but we are so lucky that this year we're celebrating 25 years of Steps, because at the end of their original run, they were going for 5 years and then that was the end. It really shouldn't be happening, but we are so thankful and lucky that it is, and in such a high caliber way. So, David, there were lots of standout moments on this tour, Lee's channeling Ricky Martin with his solo number.
Close to Me. Oh my God. And also, guys, we don't have a recording of this, right? Am I right?
Do you think that's what would have been Lee's solo number on the Buzz album?
There was a song he did on the previous tour that was a Lee solo that, again, wasn't on the album or B-side or anything.
Justice for Lee.
But do you know what? He really sells it on this tour.
Yeah.
That opening sequence where it's just his silhouette with a hat and all the lights. I'm like, oh, Lord, is this a Magic Mike situation? Hello?
If only. They kept saying throughout the tour, Lee's going to shake his bum in this one. Is that all right with everyone? Yes, it is.
You've got my consent.
David Lim, are you ready? Feifei invented Cheryl Cole with her solo number. God. An up-tempo version of If You Believe, which was not only co-written by Feifei, as we know, but she produced that up-tempo version herself.
Oh, wow. It's a slightly different version we're seeing on tour. You know, she's up on a scaffolding with her dancers. You know, this song is now being reinvented with a big hip-hop beat. So it's really giving Atomic Kitten essence.
Yeah, but with a big full-on dance routine. I feel like Faye achieved what Jessie Nelson thinks she's doing.
Jessie Nelson fucking wishes she could do what Faye did here.
And I just, it's again another reason, another receipt where I like mourn the big 2000s Faye solo career. She could have had the Rachel career of Steps.
I see that you have faith in me. I don't want to disappoint you by the choices I may make. You believe in me. I'll turn this tiny stream into a sea. Cause I believe in dreams. I know that somewhere there's a key. And time will wait for me.
Yes. So what are the highlights on the tour for you, JB?
Gay rights. Yeah, right.
I think I know what you're saying.
H singing Believe. Yes, a Cher cover.
This is right. And do you know what? Truly, when H spoke on the last tour that we just saw, spoke about,
gorgeous,
you know, support for LGBT people, trans rights, and him being accepted, loved by the community. Watching this, I mean, this was what, 2001? That kind of stuff just wasn't talked about then. But the fact that H was literally living our little gay pop fantasies on stage. He comes down fucking flying onto the stage, holding onto a little bar, flying through the audience.
And then he's singing Cher's Believe. It's got all the dancers.
That in itself was gay rights. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Watching this back today, I just thought, me as a teenager, if I had known about this performance, obviously YouTube wasn't around then, but if I was a little kid then, being able to watch this, H would have been my hero. Like watching that performance, teenage me would have wanted to be H. It was a pop star moment.
Exactly. Cheers to you, H.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in
JB? We cannot leave this tour without talking about Lisa Scott Lee doing Bittersweet, the B-side on Words Are Not Enough. She co-wrote this bop. This is a pop star moment for our Dame Lisa.
She goes for it. She gets in the chair and she flies through the audience in that
but
chair.
But even before she gets on the chair, the routine, the choreography, the hair. I really love this song.
Gorgeous.
You know, when we're talking about Steps, the musical, this is the Lisa Scott Lee torch song.
Yeah.
Honestly, it hits different once you know the story of Steps and what's about to come next around the corner. It hits different. I'm getting emotional listening to this.
Bittersweet memories.
May, we had our statement from Dame Lisa Scott Lee. Now, at the end of 2001, we are wrapping up this phenomenal tour from Steps, their best to date. There is a DVD recording of the last tour date, which I have the DVD of. It's all now on the official Steps YouTube channel to watch this spectacular. You will see throughout the concert that some of the members are crying. We all know now that that is because, infamously, before this final show, both H and Claire handed in their resignations to Steps and told the members they were leaving the band. And in the words of Dame Lisa, it was such a shock.
A lot of this came out in their Sky reunion documentary they did. That roundtable conversation was confronting. It was difficult. Obviously, we will never know the full extent and the full story of it, but from what they shared then, it sounded, yeah, like a punch in the gut.
Absolutely. So it was so fresh that they didn't announce anything in the show.
They didn't say anything on stage, so the final show just went as per planned.
So that was on about the 22nd of December, and the tour finishes. They end on what you'd perceive as a high in theory as an audience member, Boxing Day. Steps announce they are splitting up. Shockwaves sent around the world.
So my boss, actually, our company, they represented Steps. I remember my boss saying, yeah, it ruined his Boxing Day and Christmas.
Ugh. As a fan, I at the time, as a young kid that was going through a lot, I had kind of tapped out at this point. It was in my weird few years where I was between sort of the Buzz album and here, I'd sort of faded out a little bit. So to me, kind of, it was just like, okay. It's really interesting how Steps have stuck to their story the whole time of it was literally just before this show, because it builds up to, you know, Gold, the greatest hits. It just feels mad that it wasn't spoken about before or decided before.
And I don't know whose idea it was to do the greatest hits. Maybe it was the labels. You know, maybe they saw the sales from Buzz and thought, okay, it's not selling as hot as the first two albums. Let's try to get a greatest hits out of the way and get them out of their contract. Maybe that was a label decision. But surely internally they would have maybe had that conversation. It's like, guys, is it time to call it quits?
Yeah, maybe there were semi-regular meetings, but it was always at the end of it, convinced, like, okay, we'll stay together.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're in a hump with me right now. You're tired, we get it. But we'll take a break over Christmas and then we'll come back and do a fourth album.
Yeah. So do you remember in Australia hearing about it, or you just wasn't on your radar?
It was big news, Joel. It was big news. It hit us in Australia. Steps was over. Obviously, we didn't get this tour, so it wasn't like a big moment of them being very present in our lives. We knew that the Steps Gold Greatest Hits was there. So I guess perhaps us as regular folks in Australia thought, okay, it must be coming to an end because we got the greatest hits.
I mean, and there was a lot of backlash against Steps as well at the time, because people said, well, look, they've cash grabbed in Christmas in the Christmas market, and then they've announced their split Boxing Day. It is an interesting thing, isn't it? You think you'd wait till the first week of Jan or something. Maybe a story was going to come out and they had to get ahead of it.
Yeah, that's right. Classic PR case. In an ideal world, it would have been a better statement that, like, we're all going to do our own things. Who knows what the future holds? No pun intended. But maybe everyone was just over it at this point and they were just like checked out. And it was like, I'm not dragging this into a new year. Let's get this statement over and done with on Boxing Day. Yeah.
And I do think it is a shame in a way of, like, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to have that sort of farewell tour moment and closure and a moment to say thank you so much to all the fans. But I guess the worry, and especially in such a child-driven pop market at the time, is will people show up if you announce that? People aren't going to buy your things that Christmas if you do that. It's such a fast-moving thing.
Yeah, it was a different time.
So, David, that concert that we spoke about was released on DVD as the title, The End of the Road.
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe they call it End of the Road. It's so stark.
It is, and it says, like, the final concert, and I guess they're just trying to get that RIP coin, which is so sad, but it was what it was. And that wasn't the only final RIP release, was it, David? In November 2002, the final release from Steps at this time, The Last Dance.
Okay, another very stark title, but this was almost a year after they announced their split. Jive Records comes out with this compilation of remixes and B-sides, which I didn't discover until 2020. In the depths of lockdown, I was really living for this compilation. Only because Steps has great remixes and also great B-sides. Come on.
Yeah, so as a kid, I remember seeing this in HMV. And I just remember feeling, this feels like a cash grab. But as an adult, or as much as it is a cash grab from the label, it actually feels right, especially for the more mature, so for the adult and gay audience of Steps, because you're right, they have fantastic B-sides and remixes, which a lot of that audience side of Steps would have loved.
There's a rainbow colour through the logo of Steps. This is for the GAY audience. This is for the Astoria Massive.
So before we get into it, David, what I found really interesting is that the CD release was a two-disc CD with not all crammed on there. And then the digital version has 49 tracks on it.
Deserved.
The David Lim edition. I'm going to ask you, David, what stands out to you, but I just want to kick off by saying that Overture opening is so gorgeous.
A very classy move. They didn't have to do that. They could have just done this wall-to-wall tracks, but they thought, okay, before we start this compilation, let's give us some orchestral strings. Let's give us a moment of classiness to try to make this look like a body of work, which, to be fair to them, is very fairly curated, because it wasn't just like, oh, we're going to do one disc of all remixes, because it was kind of remixes mixed in with B-sides. It was very thought out, wasn't it? I appreciate the effort.
We do get these albums from our beloved acts, and this very slapdash, whereas this does feel like this is a collector's item. But it's like how Mariah released the rarities. It's like an alternative greatest hits. This is how this feels. So what are your highlights on this stunning adjacent body of work?
We need to all be upstanding for Human Touch. I'm obsessed with this song. This was a bonus track on Buzz.
The international version.
The international version. So, you know, if little old me had gotten my copy in Malaysia, I would have got Human Touch then.
You didn't, darling, though, did you?
I didn't know, darling. So here we are at the last dance and I'm waking up to this track and I'm living for it.
Do you not think parts of it sounds like an alternative version of Stomp? Like, there's similar elements of it. I wonder if it was, well, it would have been, it's the same album recorded at the same time-ish.
I think it has a lot more sophistication and taste than Stomp. Melodically, it's giving me a little bit of We Were Never Being Boring. I think it was a Pet Shop Boys song. It's got a real kind of wistful 80s element to it that is just, this should have been a single, mate. What was this doing? Relegated as a bonus track on Buzz, and then I'm hearing about it here in The Last Dance.
And David, I know you have mixed feelings about this song, but Mars and Venus.
In brackets, We Fall in Love Again.
Feels like a million miles between us, just like Mars and Venus. Must be the pull of gravity.
From the US edition of Buzz, and I tell you why it fits it perfectly, because it sounds like something that would be very fitting on a US teen show.
The melodies are a little bit more dialed down for Steps. It's not as pop as a clock as they normally would go, but I just feel like this song is just giving us nothing, and I find it very interesting that, yeah, the US audience was treated to this, but for the reasons you said, I can see it working on paper.
It's like you could hear it on, like, At the Bronze on Buffy or something like that, in a coffee shop on Friends, like, you could hear it somewhere.
Yeah. So for Steps fans outside the US, you couldn't get this song until The Last Dance. That's another treat for Steps fans, definitely. Joel, there are so many great highlights. We've already spoken about Too Busy Thinking About My Baby, the cover that is on here. Baby Don't Dance, the Work in Progress radio edit is on here.
Now, David, what about the Lisa Scott Lee standout number from the Gold Tour?
You know I love Bittersweet. You know I love Bittersweet.
And we've got it here now as a more of a group collective. It isn't just Lisa.
Yes, I'm surprised to find other vocals on it. I was like, all right, step aside, guys. This is Lisa's song.
Yeah, what are you doing? This is a Lisa Scott Lee exclusive session. You weren't all on the call sheet for today, but as you're here.
All right, then. If you want to do a few doo-wops and harmonies, you can, I suppose.
Lisa, do you mind? Let them do it, I guess.
Guys, honestly, give this a whirl because the remixes here are stellar. As I said before, you'll be sorry. The Work in Progress remix is everything. Deeper Shade of Blue remix is here. One for Sorrow. I mean, guys.
Oh, yeah, your favourite Tony Moran remix.
I know you don't like that one.
Me and Claire are in agreement of it. As someone said, I don't know if we said it in the last part, but someone felt that they were really sort of trying to copy the 18s with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. JB sings the 18s coming to your market Christmas 22.
Stop Me From Loving You, that B-side we talked about on here as well, of course.
Which is not the Sonia Vert song.
Yeah, and you never stop me from loving you.
Which I was very upset
about. No, this Stop Me From Loving You is written by H and Claire. Lost without you. It's the B-side from Chain Reaction, and I do like this one. It's another excellent Crying at a Disco banger, which Steps does very well. And it's produced by Steve Anderson, who is their current day music director. Legend.
Now, considering the band had been gone for a year, and this was a release that had no promotion at all, this peaked at number 57 and was certified gold here in the UK.
Iconic.
So anyway, we're not going to chat for another 2 hours about the next chapter of Steps and their solo careers, but maybe we will another day. But there's a real infamous interview of Lisa going on CD UK in 2002 to talk to Kat about the breakup.
I know that, you know, we had a fantastic time in Steps and contrary to the papers, you know, we got on and I still love the guys. I wish them all the best of luck. Mm. I am, you know, more close to Lee and Faye and they just wanted to say hi to everyone as well. So.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. We say hello back. But you still all speak to each other and everything like that?
I haven't really seen H and Claire much, to be honest with you. But Lee and Faye, they texted me today and they just said, you know, good luck. And
excellent.
You know, at the end of the day, we had 5 years at the top. Yeah. We had a brilliant time. And I'm not here to slag anybody off because, you know, we had a great time and I want everyone to remember that. But at the same time, it's exciting. It's a new start and it's all a bit daunting.
Yeah. And there's another famous clip. Sorry, this is all popping into my head now. And it's so pure and earnest of Kat telling Britney on CD UK that Steps have broken up. And she's like, because I know you were close with H. She goes, oh, H, oh. So what are they going to do now? They're all going to do their own thing. And Kate's like, yeah, I think they'll just do their own thing. But it's just such like, it's such a small passing thing, but it just is that moment of pure purity of Britney Spears that we just know and love so well. You have been listening to Right Back At You, the 2000s pop music podcast. I've absolutely loved celebrating Steps with you, David, and I hope the audience have too. I hope this episode has brought you everything you've wanted. I know you've been demanding it. You can follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. You can email us rightbackpod@gmail.com. You can follow me at Dr_JoelB, and you can follow him at
@LoveLimmy.
Until next time, who knows what the future holds? Bye! Bye.